Why haven't they did a movie about your life?
They're trying to do that, but when they talk about it, it would make such a short movie. It would be like a short film. It would be like one of those 5-minute things. My life is not movie worthy. There's nothing remarkable or brilliant or exciting about my life. It's just I'm just plain.
Who said that? A movie about your life would be educational for. I think a movie about your life would be educational for millions of people. I think, because a lot of people now, you know, they don't read.
Really? They like to see. Really? Boy, that surprises me. I thought everybody was crazy about black and white on the page. No. You see, what would happen is, number one, they couldn't. Somebody's trying to make it. I hope he gets it made. I hope he gets the money to do it, and I hope he pays me so that I'll be able to be comfortable in my old age, when I get to my old age, which I hope I do. No, a movie about my life compared to a movie about any black mother's life in this country. My God. People say to me, oh, you're so courageous, and I think, are you out of your mind? Have you looked at the black women around you who have the courage to send their kids out to school every morning? Have you looked at these little black boys who are now thoroughly aware of what can happen to a black male if he gets out of line with the police in this country? If we didn't know before, if they weren't intimidated before, they are now, because the networks keep running and running and running that clip of that black man on the ground with that officer's, that cop's kneeling on his neck for 8.5 minutes until he died. If that didn't send a message to black little black boys and their mothers, I don't know what will. And I am sick to death of them continuing to show that. And they say, it's because we want them to see how horrible it is. No, it doesn't matter why they're doing it. What matters is how it's being perceived. And it looks to me like attempted intimidation on a major scale. And I want it stopped. If they insist on showing that ugliness, they should say, if you want to see this, Google it. We are not going to show this over and over again. We know that this has a bad effect on little black boys and girls. We're not going to do it anymore. And they finally, last week, they decided that they wouldn't show it when they shot the black man in the back and he fell down. They're just showing it up to the point where they almost catch him. I want somebody to sit down with the man who shot him and ask him if he realizes how cowardly what he did was, and if he would like to tell us what he was thinking when he got that angry at one black male overpowering two white policemen and taking their taser away from them like they were children, and instead of turning it on them, running away with it. Think of all the elements in that action. Think of what happened there. And there was no reason for them to decide to take him to jail. And you know that when they started to put those handcuffs on him, he had to think, I haven't done anything really wrong. What's going to happen to me when I get in that car? What's going to happen to me on the way to jail? And he fled, and he did the right thing. But they didn't do the right thing when they shot him in the back. It is the most cowardly action you can possibly perform.
Wow. I totally agree, but I didn't look at it the way with the intimidation factor. That is definitely another aspect.